Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
Hey, John. Today we're going to talk all about flowers. We have a special guest in the studio today. But before we get to that, we still have a lot of upcoming programs, a lot of time to still visit the Master Gardeners out at Ardovino's Farmers Market this morning. We know we get a lot of questions, a lot of concerns from homeowners. So it's always best to visit with Master Gardeners and take your photos or take your plant samples with them.
Yeah, any kind of thing that will help document what you're talking to the Master Gardener about helps, because you really get a better idea what's going on.
Yeah, you got that visual thing to be able to, at least a starting point from working.
Yeah, please don't bring just one leaf and say, you know, this is what's happening in my tree.
Right.
The whole thing or one leaf? You know. So yeah, you want a good representative picture or sample of what's going on.
Wonderful. So you still have time to visit with them. They'll be out there all summer long, but they'll be there all afternoon until the end of the farmer's market today. We also have time, and we're still promoting the Master Gardener class. Also a great opportunity for anyone interested in learning more about horticulture and gardening. We do hold the class once a year, so now's your time to get your application in. Applications are actually due by August 24th. So make sure to, you know, read up about the program, ask a Master Gardener, and fill in your application and send it in.
And it is a great program. I mean, you're talking about one day a week to, you know, get some great training and then, you know, put in volunteer time, you know, over the rest of the year. And you know, it's fun. You learn a lot of things, and it, you know, should just match hand in hand. So it should work good. So if you have a little time, I've known people that have taken, you know, one day a week off from work and take the program. And so, you know, it's a great program. So I'd really look hard at it. And you know, it is a volunteer program. So we are looking at some of the Master Gardeners to help out after they've learned their knowledge, help another gardener. So, you know, if you like volunteering and working with people, it's a great program.
Wonderful. I'd love to see all of the light bulbs go off in the class. And folks go home and they'll try something different in their lawn or their tree. And then they come back and they're so excited because it worked. And then that's the inspiration that we need to be able to pay that forward and share that with the community at large. So
right. And a lot of the gardeners kind of, you know, they're all strangers when they come in. But when they leave, they're all big buddies.
Yeah.
It's a big social.
Exactly. And it's fun to see them through their journey. So we hope you...
So you got somebody to help back you up on things.
Exactly. So we hope that you want to be part of the Master Gardener community. They're a great resource to be able to give back to the community. So if you're interested, please don't delay. That application process is open right now.
All right. And the Master Gardener Facebook and webpage are great places to go to learn a little bit more about the program and what they're doing, see some of our characters.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Get to know the group.
Yeah, so it's a fun program. I've always enjoyed working with them, you know, through the years. You always have some interesting personalities that
come through
stick with you.
And we're looking forward to seeing you in class as an instructor, Mr. White,
yes.
for this fall. But today we're going to talk to Miss Sabine Green. She's the New Mexico State Floral Coordinator and co-chair of the West Texas New Mexico Florist Association Conference this year. And I understand that Las Cruces is hosting your regional conference. So welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. And yes, we are.
So tell us a little bit about the Floral Association and your conference that you're putting on. I know that you were telling us a little bit about the show, about the conference before the show. So share that with our listeners.
So the West Texas New Mexico Florist Association is a group of professionals in the floral industry that are focused on continuing education for our industry and, of course, promotion. So what we do is we host a conference every year somewhere within our region, which is West Texas and the entire state of New Mexico. So it's New Mexico's turn to do that, and we will be hosting in Las Cruces. So the conference title is Two Weddings and a Funeral, and that's because Friday and Saturday are wedding programs exclusively, and then Sunday is funeral work.
Oh, so definitely the really big e- events in people's lives where you think about florists. But yes, that's not certainly the case, right? So flowers and floral industry is part of our everyday life.
It is. And here in the Southwest, it's not as prevalent as it is in other areas. We don't have as much floral culture in everyday life. But as florists, we sure would like to see that change.
What's your membership on the association? Is it?
In the association, we have about 150 to 175 different shops that are registered. And that includes employees, or sometimes it just includes the owner. We also have floral educators like myself. And then we have the wholesale division, which are all of our suppliers. And suppliers aren't just from this area. We have them from all over the United States. And then, of course, our cut flower producers are all over the world.
Right. Are you looking to always expand that professional industry base?
Yes, we're always looking for new members.
And really, what are those benefits as well for folks that may have maybe practicing or have a shop but not necessarily accredited or you know, have the certification on there? What are those benefits for them?
As a member, you get the member price versus the non-member price to come to any of our programs. We have 4 programs a year. Fall and spring are design shows, which are about 6 hours long. It's a one-day program, and we jump around the region, try to make sure we hit every different area of our region in the year. We have a summer program as well, along with a picnic. And then, of course, in the fall, the first weekend in August, we have our convention, which is a 3-day program. And that's the one that we're hosting this year in Las Cruces, August 4th through 6th.
Wonderful. And as a co-chair for the committee, what kind of activities are you looking for the 3-day event?
So we have multiple aspects that happen during the convention. And I think the thing we're excited about the most, that anybody that's out there that is excited about flowers would actually be able to find beneficial, and that's our stage programs. We have 5 of them this time. 4 of the presenters are AIFD, which is American Institute of Floral Designers certified. And then they're all American designers. And then our 5th presenter is from Scotland, now here in America in Miami. But Ian has worked for the Queen of England, Tom Cruise, and many other big celebrity names, and has a special events business. So that's why we've brought him in for this lineup that's about weddings and funerals. So those 5 programs are stage programs. You get to see the brand new trends, the brand new product that's out there, and 5 different ways to look at the floral industry, each from a different designer's eye.
Does the conference deal with any aspects of, say, growing cut flowers, any production type stuff, or is it more on the design?
It's really more on the design for this particular program. Okay. As an overview. However, if you go into the trade show, which is part of the conference, you will see growers, you will see brokers, you will see suppliers.
If somebody wanted to get into the floral business?
If somebody wanted to get in, this is a good foot in the door.
Okay. It's a great networking opportunity. And so, say if you're not part of the industry yet, but you do appreciate flowers and want to learn more, what would the general public, if are they welcome to attend the conference, and what would they kind of expect to get out of it? Is it more of an advanced course for them, or is there room to be able to be for a beginner, intermediate?
I take my students, and they're beginners, so I'm going to say that it's for anybody that's in love with flowers. We've had master gardeners attend in the past. We have had floral hobbyists attend. And it's a 3-day conference, and the non-member price, which includes 2 lunches, a dinner, and a cocktail hour, is only $130 for the 3 days.
That's amazing.
It's very affordable.
And where is the conference going to be held?
The Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. They're on Dripping Springs Road in Las Cruces.
So that's a great one. And how do folks go to get to register for the conference?
You can go online to register for it. We have a Facebook fan page. We're still in the process of building our website. Mm-hmm. So Facebook fan page, or you can Google West Texas New Mexico Florist Association, and there is a registration link, a PDF that will come up for that.
Can you pay for it online or no?
You can. Okay. Yes, we do have a link through Constant Contact. You can pay for it.
Okay. Very good.
Wonderful. So, you know, Sabine, I really enjoy, well, we talk about horticulture and gardening. I have a very small cut flower garden at home, and that's really what I do because I love to have fresh flowers in my house, but I like to also grow things and see how they perform. And so I really appreciate being able to look and share with the group as far as gardening and horticulture, but it's not just in the field or it's not just in the garden. Someone's expertise ends when that flower is cut from that bed.
So that's true.
We really appreciate seeing another aspect to gardening and horticulture, and we hope wish you success in your conference. We want folks to be interested and be able to get in there. Folks looking to join and grow that industry is also a great push for us.
Absolutely.
As educators. And, you know, as one thing that we like to do each week on Good to Grow is discuss a plan of the week. So we thought we'd give you that honor today and share with us what you think the plan of the week is in line with the Floral Association.
I'm going to choose one of our specialty greens that's become super popularized in wedding work, and that is sweet potato vine. So it's not an actual cut flower, but it's a cut green, and it's also a annual / perennial here in El Paso. It's fantastic in our raised beds. It's fantastic in hanging bowls, hanging baskets. Comes in a lime green, a variegated pink and lime green, and it comes in a black as well.
So you got quite a choice there for your sweet potato vines, and that's our plan of the week. So go out there and check it out and grow it and add it to your own personal cut flower garden. Well, we're almost out of time for today's show, but we sure appreciate you coming back. This is Sabine Green from New Mexico State, floral coordinator and co-chair of the West Texas and New Mexico Florist Association Conference to be held August the 4th through August the 6th. So please sign up online and see all of us out at your conference, and we look forward to it.
Thank you. Any questions about the stage programs? We have scholarships available. We also have competitions that are open to anybody. Give me a holler.
Sounds good. And your number is?
575-496-6821.
Well, you heard it here. Well, we're out of time for the show, and if you have any gardening questions, also feel free to call the Master Gardener Help Desk at 771-2354. We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.